the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
Since there is water in the land, as a light in a dark land, since that And good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. I am your host, Tiffany Bacon. Thank you so much for joining us today. As always, I love you, love you, love you. So my lovely listening audience, I want to get you in on the conversation early. We are going to be talking about the plight of the single dad. We're always hearing what's been going on and the plight of the single mother, but we do not get to hear the other side of the story, those devoted dads who are out there trying their best to take care of their children, and they run into a variety of obstacles. So we are focusing on that topic today. Feel free to call in, especially if you are a single father, or if you are a father in general, or a mother who supports fathers doing what they are supposed to do for their children. We invite you to call in and talk about your story and check out the stories of the folks who are in studio with us today. The phone number is 215-263-1039. 215-263-1039. Well, here we have some representatives of an organization called Devoted Dads, Inc. And with us this morning, we have Brandon Ruff, the founder, Terry Riggs, the co-founder, and Nigel Taylor, the director of communications. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
All right. All right. I know we're going to have to pick that energy up a little bit. I'm sounding a little, but I'm going to work it out. But thank you guys for coming in. Let's first start with you, Brandon. This is your baby, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So tell us, why did you start this organization?
I started this organization primarily because being a single father, I went through a lot of trials initially with my daughters and their mother, trying to get custody. Mm-hmm. I went to the courts. I was denied custody numerous times for various false allegations. And when I showed to the court the true facts of why, you know, I took initial custody of my daughters, mm-hmm. they denied me custody, and I found that very frustrating. Mm-hmm. So I then turned to my faith. Mm-hmm. I was really depressed at some point, mm-hmm. and I realized that I couldn't stop. You know, mm-hmm. every day I looked at my daughters, and I realized that I had to keep going for them. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of fathers out there that are feeling the same way, but they mm-hmm. may not have the resources mm-hmm. or the ability to be that strong financially to mm-hmm. support their kids in a way that they should.
Okay.
There's a lot of fathers out there that aren't doing what they're supposed to do, and mm-hmm. they seem to get a lot of buzz. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to acknowledge these fathers that are doing a good job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, and you sound like you're one of them. So tell me, how does it feel knowing that you are not what gets a lot of attention? You know, you're not the deadbeat dad. You're not the neglectful father. Tell me, how does it feel when you hear all these stories and you see that the courts are set up basically in favor for the mother as a result of such, you know, negative, horrific stories that, you know, right. you do hear young women and older women go through with fathers who are just like, eh, whatever.
It's a feeling I can't really describe. I would say thankless, to say the least. Mm. However, I have to take that negative and turn it into a positive. I just want to push these guys to do what they're supposed to do, because a lot of times when people don't get credit for what they're supposed to do, they feel as though I should just give up.
Okay. All right.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I feel you. And we have a caller. I'm going to go to the caller in 1 second. So I see you, Keith. We're going to come right to you in 1 second. Okay. You are a man. So you're around other guys and y'all talk like women talk. You know, we talk about guys. Y'all talk about girls.
Yes.
So what do you say to a brother when you hear him saying things that are like really not supportive of their child's mother or their children?
I try to let them know that it's not about their relationship, it's about the kids.
Mm-hmm.
The kids suffer at either end if these two parents aren't getting along.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to just step their game up and do what they're supposed to do. They have to be the bigger person.
Mm-hmm.
I can't sit and let my kids succumb to society because I'm, you know, having a bad relationship with their mother.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to push that on to these other guys.
All right. Good stuff. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Praise in the City here on Praise 103.9 FM. We're talking about the plight of the single father, the ones who are actually trying to do the best that they can and trying to take care of their children and trying to be in their lives, but are turned away at every pass. We want you to call in and share your story. Ask your questions of our guests here in studio. We're going to find out more about this organization, Devoted Dads, Inc. And also, women, if you want to call in to give some support of the fellas who are doing what they are supposed to do with their children. So give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go to the phones. We have Keith on the line from North Philadelphia. Keith, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hey, Tiff. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I had a question, but after hearing the situation about the courts, I'm in a similar situation as that.
Mm-hmm.
My kids were taken through the DHS process
mm-hmm.
from the mother. And then I started the process of getting them. And, you know, it's like the fathers that don't really care that much for their kids, it seems like they get more respect than the fathers that, mm-hmm. that do care for their kids.
Mm. Now, when you say more respect, what do you mean?
Yeah, more respect.
More respect from who? Not from the mother.
No, from the court systems.
Okay.
It's like they put the fathers that really care about their kids and uh-huh. really want to do for their kids.
Uh-huh.
Them the ones that they put through a whole lot of unnecessary drama.
I see.
And I just been experiencing that now for the last year and a half before I was awarded my two little girls.
Okay.
And it's a rough process.
Mm-hmm.
And, I guess if I didn't have God in my life,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I would have ever went made it through this whole process.
Mm.
And I also wanted to ask this question about the fathers. What's that? Fathers of Inc. How can you
Devoted Dads Inc. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how can you get some literature, or do they have a website?
Well, we do have a Facebook, Devoted Dads Inc.
Mm-hmm.
Also a Twitter. You also can reach us through email at devoteddadsinc@yahoo.com.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Keith. Thank you for sharing your story, and thank you for calling in this morning.
Bye-bye.
All right. You take care. The last voice you just heard was of Nigel Taylor. He's the director of communications. Hi, Nigel.
How are you?
I'm good. So do you have a personal experience in this as well?
Actually, I do. I've been going through a situation with my two sons' mother.
Mm-hmm.
Just recently, she basically vanished.
Oh.
So it's like I'm in the process of searching for her, you know, because
okay.
Christmas time I want to spend time with my son. So
mm-hmm.
and Brandon and also our mom basically been talking to me and keeping me motivated to keep going, because at times mm-hmm. I want to give up sometimes, because mm-hmm. I think about him a lot and it really like hurts me emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And talking to them is just like,
mm-hmm.
I gotta keep pushing.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta
mm-hmm.
keep pushing. Mm-hmm. I can't give up, even mm-hmm. though I really want to, but I really can't, because those are my boys. I love them.
Right.
You know, at me as a young age, my dad wasn't really around. I was the only boy.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom had to play both roles. So it's like, I would want to be in their life.
Yeah.
You know, and I just miss him. I just miss him.
Well, I hope that situation works out, seriously.
Thank you.
Without, you know, putting all the business out there on the radio mm-hmm. for all millions of Philadelphians and the surrounding area people to listen to. I want to hear from you, Terry, because you're the only female in this all-male crew right now. I want to hear from you, but we have another caller on the line. Let's go to line two and speak with Maurice, calling in from Mount Airy. Maurice, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Awesome. So what's your comment or question?
Just saying that's a double standard out there. I've been a single parent for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I had one in college, one in private school, one about to graduate high school. And when I went to take the mother to court, the judge asked me, do I want to explain to my children why their mother's in jail? Mm-hmm. You know, but mm-hmm. if that was us men, you know, we go to jail. Mm-hmm. But they don't.
Mm.
You know, I mean.
So you're saying the deadbeat mom does not go to jail?
No.
Yeah, correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Correct. And, you know, and the judge made me feel so bad about it. Mm-hmm. You know, so I stopped even pursuing the child support. She's over $40,000.
Oh, wow.
I don't attempt to even go down there anymore. Wow. So I just continue to support my kids on my own. That's
great. Okay. And do you mind if I ask, what is the reason? Because I know, again, you always hear about the woman being abandoned with the children. Did you ask why, or do you know why the mother has abandoned?
Just partying, and you know, and she just wanted to live her life, you know. But you know, as a parent, you can have both, but then you can't have that, you know, partying every weekend. You know, as a parent, you have to be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just can't continue to go party and not take care of your responsibility at home. Mm-hmm. So I just say, hey, you just go ahead and live your life. Mm-hmm. I go ahead and raise the kids on my own. And we just went that way.
All right. I thank you so much, Maurice, for calling in. I appreciate hearing your story. And thank you for listening to us this morning.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
All right. You do the same. Let's bring in Terry. She is the co-founder of Devoted Dads. So you're the lady who is the co-founder of Devoted Dads. What brought you into this organization?
You know, coming from a family that has a devoted father, my dad has five girls, and mm-hmm. he pretty much, his passion was to make sure that he keeps his family together. So I understood mm-hmm. that idea. However, you know, becoming friends with Brandon, you know, really seeing what he went through, it just sparked that interest of, like, you know what, as a female advocate, I know what devoted fathers are out there,
mm-hmm.
and knowing that a lot of the public, you don't really get a lot of recognition for that.
Mm-hmm.
I work in the mental health field. I have a lot of males in my job that go through the same thing, if mm-hmm. not all my males. So to see from one side in my own personal life, a friend of mine going through a lot, and then going to work, hearing the constant phone calls, hey, I got a custody hearing, I can't come to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, seeing my staff depressed. Just seeing so many men doing what they're supposed to do, but at the same time, they have these mothers out here that want to just put them through something. Either it's because mm-hmm. they want to be back in a relationship with them, they just want them to be miserable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're taking their kids away. Mm-hmm. To me, I was like, this is crazy. This okay. is too crazy. So to be a female advocate for such a great organization, I would like to see fathers that aren't doing what they're supposed to do step up, because there mm-hmm. are a lot of them. There's mm-hmm. a lot of men out here doing what they're supposed to do. So that's okay. where my personal interest comes in.
All right, good. I know we're going to have to take a break in a few seconds, so I want to put this cliffhanger question out to you guys and also out to the listening audience. If you had it to do all over again, would you have waited until you got married before you had sex with this particular individual? And do you think it would have made a difference? Think about it, and we're going to take a break right now, and we will come back with that answer. And feel free to call in and answer the question and talk about the plight of the single devoted dad. 215-263-1039. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Now, back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. We are in the midst of the discussion of the plight of the single father. The fathers who are out there who are devoted to raising their children, to being in their children's life, and the relationship with the mother did not work out, but that there are struggles laid before them, mainly because of the non-devoted dads who have caused so much havoc that the system is set up to help protect the mother, which when you hear some of the horrific stories, which we all have heard and some people have been through, you do understand, however, the bad guy always gets the shine in this instance, and the good guy gets kind of the foot, which is not cool, which is not good. It makes it seem like all the fellas that are out there are doing wrong when that is not the case. So I did ask you guys a question before the break. It was a bit of a cliffhanger. Dun, dun, dun. Do you think things would have been different had you waited to get married and handle that bit of business if you'd had maybe more time with the young lady? And not to put anybody out there, but just from your own perspective, do you think the situation would have been different for you?
Honestly, I can say I wouldn't change a thing. I would rather it be the way it is, because I wouldn't have wasted valuable time of my life that I could never get back. Being 26 years old, time waits for no one at this point. So I wouldn't have done it any other way. God had his plan the whole time.
Okay. And Nigel?
I wouldn't change it either. You know, I love my sons, you know, and to have them is just a joy for me. So it's like I wouldn't change it at all, honestly.
Okay. All right. Well, there's your cliffhanger answer. But we invite you to give us a call also to chime in on this. Are you a single dad? Are you a devoted dad? And whether you're single or not, if you're a devoted dad and you have a comment to chime in on this topic of when the fathers get such a bad rap because of the ones who are not doing what they should do, who are wreaking havoc on the women and the children. If you have a comment, we invite you to call in 215-263-1039. We have Kasha. Is that how you say that? C.I. I'm so sorry. C.I. is on line one. C.I., good morning. You're live on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm blessed.
All right. What's your comment or question?
Well, my question is, I know for the, you know, the one guy that had the two sons, I was going through this, you know, the same thing that, you know, he was going through. Because, you know, the little guy, he's 3 years old now, and his mom, she won't let me do nothing for him. And I wanted to know, like, you know, how would I, because the courts had threw my my case out. So I wanted to know, like, how would I, you know, be able to, like, you know, get custody or try to get partial custody? Because I filed for a DNA test, and, you know, she never showed up.
My advice to you is to keep trying, keep going down there, keep filling out the paperwork. Don't give up because she ain't show up or anything like
okay.
that. Because no, as long as you keep applying and keep applying and keep applying, they're going to eventually have to get a hold of her. They're going to eventually have to bring her in there, and everything will get resolved eventually. So I mean, from one dad to another, I say just keep pushing,
okay.
keep pushing, and don't give up.
Keep praying also.
Okay.
All right.
And to answer your question before, I think when you said, will it be better to mm-hmm. be married?
Mm-hmm.
I think so too, because now, you know, I'm in a blessed church and, you know, God is blessing me.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think it will be better to be married at first because, you know, you do it the right way and, you know, God will see how fit, because when we were young, we were just in our youth. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, God would never know we'll be going through stuff like this right now. So it would have been better to do it the right way,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
The situation there.
See, thank you so much. I really appreciate you listening this morning, and I thank you for chiming in.
Thank you.
All right, to you, and right. best of luck to you with your situation.
All right,
take care. All I know right. we have another couple people on the line. We'll give you a chance to call in 215-263-1039. We have D calling in. Is it D? Is that right? Yep. D is calling in on line two. D, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm too blessed to be stressed.
I know that's right. Amen to that. All right, Dee, what's your comment or question?
I was just calling to say my hats are off to the dads, because they're not all deadbeat dads. I have several brothers that are Christians, and they're raising their children. Mm-hmm. And one in particular, that's real close to me, and my brother, Stephen, he got custody of his daughter
mm-hmm.
because the mama was abusive. Mm-hmm. But he had to go through a whole lot of changes with the court system, and it seems like the court system does favor them, even, you know, the mothers, even though they know the mothers are just their trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a woman, and I hate to say that, mm-hmm. but sometimes they need to really look at, the court system needs to really look at the picture and see what's really happening, because fathers are very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they take them to the doctors, and I was just so upset that how the court just, you know, took them through. But thanks be to the Lord, he did win custody of the child, but he still goes through changes with the ex, and I'm praying for her soul because she is
Oh, wow. Okay. And we're not putting any names out there. That's not this
show. No, no, no. We're not putting no names out there. Thank you. God got her name. He got her number.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Oh, look at you. She said, got your name and your number. Okay. Thank you so much, Dee. I appreciate you. You do the same. You have a great day. All right. Fellas and lady, you guys were talking to me about this one particular section of what it is that you do with Devoted Dads, how you do focus on try to undercut the prevalence of domestic violence. Talk about what you do with that.
My personal experiences at work have shown me that domestic violence is extremely prevalent in this city and in this world. With giving these guys the outlet to just vent and express themselves and be articulate about how they're feeling and just to get their frustrations out, it's going to presumably reduce domestic violence and child abuse rates, because a lot of men tend to show their emotions through violence or aggression. Mm-hmm. And that's not needed. That's not necessary. And it just shouldn't happen, period.
Mm-hmm.
So we just trying to give these guys, you know, an outlet to we want to be mentors to them, especially these young guys, this new generation.
Right. So how does that look in your organization? What is it that you do to give them an outlet? What is going on?
Our peer counseling, our mentorship. We also have licensed social workers working with us. We have numerous doctors willing to provide counseling to these men that need it. This number is a 24/7 number. These guys can call at any time. And if they just need to vent, if they need to talk, I'm willing to meet with anybody. I'm willing to talk to anybody. You know, I can help them get through. If I can't do it personally, I can refer them to someone that I know.
Okay. Terry, working closely with mental health and doing work that is social work, how often do you see young men that are misdiagnosed or underdiagnosed with a particular condition, whether it's a mental health condition or another type of medical condition that could be the reason or the root for their behavior if it's violent?
Oh boy, how often? Probably 90%, if not 95%. Me working in the actual school district, I'm working with kindergarten and eighth graders. Diagnoses are coming in at kindergarten. And when I'm talking about severe anger, you see children who are angry, and 9 times out of 10, it's because there is a missing father or parents aren't stepping up. So you think about it. At kindergarten, they get older. If they're misdiagnosed and they're not caught at a certain time, around age 8, you're pretty much set in stone. So as they get older, these diagnoses are going to just be there if they're not getting treated correctly.
Now, for a lot of folks, they're hearing, I'm sorry, diagnoses in kindergarten? What in the world is going on? What is happening? Is this some? Is it like the first President Bush? Is it, you know, is it the beef? You know, what is it? What is going on? Is it in the food? Is it? It can't all be, you know, parents who are addicted to drugs or alcohol, because that's not everybody's situation. So what is it that's going on that's encouraging rage or these intense emotions in a child?
I mean, going through all, as I think of my lovely 70 children that I have to watch on a daily basis, it stems from home. A lot of kids are exposed to so much, so they see so much at such a young age. It's learned behavior, but then on top of that, they're taking it in. They think it's normal. So to them, love is more of, I'm angry. If I'm sad because I'm getting abused at home, I'm gonna be angry at school. You know, if I actually like somebody but I never receive love at home, then the only way I can show you that I love you is by being mad. It's just this learned behavior. And there's times I have kids, like, I always greet my little children with hugs, like, hey, what's up? And some of them, they're very like, they don't understand that kind. So if you don't know how to receive it, or you don't get it, you really don't know how to give it to anybody. If you don't get love correctly, then trying to give it to somebody else is just going to be completely the same way you received it.
Right.
Okay, so, you know, I'm going to ask, as a community, especially as a Christian community, what is it that we need to do to help this? We can't be in everybody's home, clearly, but what is it that we can do?
Well, my opinion, talking from the inside of it, because at a young age, I was diagnosed with ADHD.
Okay.
So, outlets.
Mm-hmm.
Other things for the kids to do than go outside and run around.
You be know on the corner or something.
At a young age, I was the only boy. Mm-hmm. So, my mom didn't really know what to do with me as far as, like, activities and stuff like that. So, I had to find activities on my own. And being, I would say, about 8, you know, watching my dad kind of abuse my mom and verbally abuse and stuff like that. I'm thinking, as a boy, that's what I have to do. That's what...
It's normal.
That's what's right. And I'm thinking it was normal, but as I got older and I started playing football, started playing basketball, even started playing soccer, and it was like I had other things to take my frustration out on and... come to find out that's not the way to be.
Right. So, as he spoke about it, it's a lot of structured activities. Like, you just need to, it has to be effective. And, you know, being in the school district, a lot of schools don't have after school programs, mentoring, but everything still has to be very effective. It can't just be them just being there. You know, they need to be able to touch on certain roots that people don't pay attention to.
So in the organization, what are some of the, do you have structured activities for the young adults, for youth? What types of structured things do you have going on?
We're still trying to get a bunch of members to come together and say, hey, these are my kids, you know, gender, age, and we can collectively come to an agreement of, okay, what can we do? You know, there's a lot of kids out there that love to play football, but if their parents aren't able to get them there, if they have no medium, then they won't do it. They'll turn to video games. You know, we're trying to just get these people out there, get these kids out there especially, and do recreational things.
Okay.
Every month we're trying to have meetings. So we just need to get our members to just follow us, and we can start a movement.
All right.
Okay. Good stuff. Terry, you were saying this is where you come in.
Yeah, you know, I love the babies, so... We're definitely going to have a program, Children's of Devoted Dads. Just a lot of family activities, you know. Just bringing them together, but also being able to touch on, because not only are the fathers going through something, the children are too.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so for the fathers who are out there, the married fathers, the unmarried fathers, just the devoted dads that are out there, what do they need to do to be a part of the organization to help with the movement of wrestling up the men in our community and all together getting everybody on the same page in a healthy way, raising healthy kids?
Well, like us on Facebook. Spread the word around. Let them, let other fathers that you know what are we're trying to accomplish so that we can accomplish it. You understand what I'm saying? Members. We definitely need members on Facebook, also Twitter, Devoted Dads, Inc. So
email.
We can, you know, take it to
and the email list. They can join the email list.
Yes.
Devoted Dads Inc. at Yahoo and Gmail.
Okay.
So
So you have both.
Yes.
Okay. I know you guys have an event coming up.
Tomorrow.
You have an event coming up tomorrow. Is that gonna be like a meeting gathering for people to come to?
Yes. It is actually a bowling fundraiser and toy drive. We're taking all proceeds and toy donations to give out to numerous households citywide on Christmas morning. We were taking nominations up until 11:59 p.m. last night for four single-parent households throughout the city. Those people will be chosen during the day today, and surprise toy drops will be made on Christmas morning throughout
the city. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, that's wonderful. So say that again. So how can people make the nominations, or how can people donate toys?
Well, the nominations were online. They're now over.
Okay.
You can donate toys at the door. We're having a bowling party at Sweat Frames and Fitness on 3300 Henry Avenue.
Okay.
It's a brand new bowling lounge. You can bring your toy to the door If you don't want to stay for the bowling, or mm-hmm. hopefully you do and have a good time, mm-hmm. the tickets are $20.
Okay, so we want people to drop these toys off, and a needy family will receive them on Christmas morning.
Yes, four needy families.
Four needy families. Yes. That is fantastic. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
We wish you the best of luck with this. And again, tell people where they can find you on Facebook and Twitter. And for those who don't have it but can send email to be a part of this organization.
You can find us on Facebook at Devoted Dads, Inc., also on Twitter at Devoted Dads Inc. and our Yahoo and Gmail at Devoted Dads Inc.
All right. Very good. I hope that you all have a very, very, very Merry Christmas, because the next time I see you, it'll probably be New Year's. So Happy New Year as well. Thank you guys. We really appreciate it. Thank you all for listening. As usual, we're going to end on a very inspirational note, but much love going out to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. I really wish you a very peaceful, positive, and productive Christmas. I hope it is filled with joy and love and honoring God. And that's what we want for you this holiday season. Stay close after the inspirations and after our couple of messages you're going to check out. Marriage Beyond the Vows. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.